Finally this week, a symphony of extraterrestrial sound. No spacecraft sent to land on the Moon or Mars or any other such body would be without its onboard cameras, so why not microphones as well? This thought having occurred to a couple of researchers, they've been preparing the way by exploring how music might sound on other worlds. Joe Kewen has been listening.
In new research, aptly named Bark to the Future, Tim Layton has simulated the sounds we might expect to hear if we went to a concert on Titan, Venus, or Mars. As a passionate organist and professor of ultrasonics at Southampton University, he's aiming to show there's enough understanding of alien sounds to justify an increased use of microphones on space probes. So, would a lover of Bach's Toccata and Fugue fare well in space?
Imagine having a concert hall on various worlds. Imagine how the sound would be changed depending on where you sit in that concert hall on those various worlds. We looked at these four planets and calculated the characteristics.
So you decided on an organ as your source of sound. Why an organ?
An organ is a very simple sound source compared to others. The length of the pipe changes the note that it's produced. So a large pipe gives out a low booming note and a little organ pipe gives out a high note. But if you go to an alien world and you change the speed of sound, then the pitch of the note can go up or down because you're blowing different gas through it. It's a bit like divers going down to the bottom of the sea and breathing helium. And because the gas has changed, the pitch of their voice has changed. So this is how it would sound on Earth. And you could compare that with, say, Venus, which shifts the pitch up.
Aside from pitch changes, alien worlds alter the way sound is absorbed. To calculate exactly how, Tim's enlisted the help of physicist Andy Peculescu from the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. With the help of sophisticated computer modelling, Andy's worked out how the different compositions and surface conditions of each environment affect what's heard over various distances.
The attenuations vary quite a bit and they're quite different for all four environments. These losses are due to things like viscosity, heat conduction, and also molecular interactions. Let's assume for now that we are on Mars and we're listening to this concert. If we are 1 meter away from the organ, it would sound like this.
But you see, you won't sell many tickets for a concert on Mars because only 10 metres away from the organ...
Gosh, you can barely...
You can barely hear it.
Barely hear it. It's very, very quiet.
Mars has the thinnest atmosphere of the four bodies. Its attenuation, its losses are very high compared to Earth. Now, if we take a spaceship and we go to Saturn's moon, Titan, with 10 metres away... In terms of propagation, of losses, Titan is the least lossy of the four. So it may turn out that the best place in the solar system for concerts would be Titan.
This does all seem very jolly, but there are some serious practical reasons for doing this research in the first place, aren't there?
It's so that we can get an idea what the sound will be like, so that we can make sure the instrumentation we send up is fit for purpose, that it'll cover the right frequencies and such like. And the second one is if we can demonstrate that we have the mathematical capability to predict what sounds will be like, it convinces the people who equip and fund space missions, say, OK, sound is worth investing in when we come to extraterrestrial exploration.
Joe Kewen and the sounds of the solar system.